Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 140. And I have been waiting to say something until we started recording. Because you know how we always unintentionally like match? Like we do not plan our outfits and we either wear the same color or the same style or, you know, just I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
Did you notice anything?
I can't see what you're... I mean, it's a pink sweatshirt, but I can't...
No?
What?
She doesn't know. Cosmo and Wanda. You know what I mean?
I thought you were like referencing what was on it. And I was like, bitch, I can't see it.
No, it has nothing to do with the letters. Mine says mama. No, we look like Cosmo and Wanda right now hiding.
That's funny. I would be Cosmo.
But like the fact that we both usually always will wear like sweatshirts or t-shirts, but I wear t-shirts the majority of the time. I chose to wear a sweatshirt that I just got from Target. And then
I just bought this yesterday.
Okay. I bought it yesterday too.
I literally bought like an XL, maybe an
Mine
XXL.
Is a 2XL.
I think I maybe did that. I did that with some shirts too. And I'm like very happy about it.
In my defense, I really need it because I'm like a long girly, you know? If I get like an extra large, it's even too short for me.
I have a really long torso and really broad shoulders, so that's why nothing ever looks big. But
I just want to feel small.
I do.
These are the shirts we were talking about.
That's what I was gonna say, is this is the kind of merch where it's like the drop shoulder, but then also like the bottom kind of like goes in a little bit. It's not
just
like
the inside's very fuzzy and comfy. Like I really like it.
I like love this. It's so comfy. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna self-editing this. The blue is like weird on my shoulders. Like I have an outline. You guys, I may or may not have finally, after so many months of deliberation in my head, decided to invest in a new chair for my editing setup. And it is a recliner because I am intending to basically build my own like DIY lay down desk workstation situation. Where was I going with that?
Well, it came today.
Oh, well, yes, it came today. And then I was going to say, I'm going to spend the rest of the day like organizing the office. But soon we need to do some kind of a tour of our setup because the girlies are interested.
I'm so embarrassed to show my setup because yours, at least you're like techie and you know how to set shit up. And mine is just, it's like my guest bedroom / makeup room. And it's just like two TV stands and a chair.
Isn't there like a hole in one of your walls?
Probably. My monitor, I got this for free on a buy nothing group. And then I just bought a stand that doesn't work that well. So it doesn't like hold up. So it's like resting on multiple cigar boxes. I just, you know, it's not sophisticated, but I would like to do it because I feel like people have been asking for so long. But also everybody that comes to my house while I'm filming are like, oh my God, let me see it. Like even my mom was like, I want to see how you guys do it. How do you hear Lily? How does it all work? So we do want to show you guys soon.
I feel like even when you see it though, it's still kind of like, okay, but how do you do it?
Yeah.
And it's like, I uploaded a TikTok though. I mean, it was sped up, but I showed how the sausage is made.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't think it really fixed it. But if there's a weird outline, it's because this sweatshirt's just too green.
Oh, well, you got to keep it on now because we're dedicated to our cosplay as Cosmo and Wanda.
Yeah.
Of course. Anyway, so today's episode... It's kind of funny because Lily is one of the most interesting people I know because she's like, why?
That sounds offensive.
No, I mean it, because like when I told her about this topic, she initially like didn't know a lot about it. So she's like, oh, I don't really know. And then I found a TikTok that I was referencing to her that kind of like made everything much crazier. And it had launched her into such a desire to deep dive into this topic and like crack the case that she's the one that's leading this topic. She has everything. And she's like, I got it. I got everything.
Oh, it's like the most, oh my God. It's the most extensive Google Doc I've made in a while.
I'm scared. More than Don't Worry, Darling? Oh, I'm scared.
No, it's probably equivalent, but I was like writing out like what I would say. I'm going to try not to just like read it.
But I just feel like your ability, what I'm saying is like your ability to get so interested in something if it has to do with you researching it or something. Like, I don't know. You're like always willing to be like, like something you didn't care about 2 seconds ago. You're just like, oh, you know, well, what? This is actually super interesting. No, but also
to preface, the first video you sent me was like maybe 40 seconds long.
True.
And it was just like, don't do this. It was, right. Do we want to start with it or should we just start with yours?
No, let's start with it. Fuck it.
Okay. So I feel like I keep saying the wrong word in my head, but
hyaluronic?
No, just hyaluron pens is what it's called. Oh. But it's hyaluronic acid that's in it. So basically, when you get lip fillers, like Jesse did, that is with hyaluronic.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah. If I say any of it wrong, you know what I meant. So that's what they put in the injections. And to get those, you have to go to someone that is like considered a medical professional because it is a medical procedure.
The person that I went to was a nurse practitioner.
Yeah. They can do it under the supervision of
a doctor.
Actual physician. Yeah. There's that. But then there's this Hyaluron. I keep adding a D.
Is beating your ass.
I know. I keep adding a D for some reason. I spelled it wrong so many times. So there's also something called a hyaluron pen. And notice that it's called a pen and not a needle. Mm-hmm. Or injection.
I don't know if you saw this TikTok. I should have pulled it and sent it to you, but it was like injecting a hyaluron pen into silicone lips so that you can see it shooting it in. And I'm like, there's no needles involved. It literally shoots hyaluron
Can you find it?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. But the problem with hyaluron pens, from what I understand, like when she did my injections, she was extremely careful to make sure, because there's arteries right here.
Even just like cosmetically and like how it looks afterwards, needles, they can control so much because it's so precise where they're putting it. Hyaluron pens are needle-free devices that use compressed air pressure to push hyaluronic acid through your skin into the deeper tissue to create the appearance of fuller, plumper lips. They claim to be modeled after handheld jet injectors and are often used for administering medications like immunizations and insulin. When it comes to traditional fillers, a syringe and a needle are used to inject the desired area, but the makers of hyaluron pens claim that instead of the traditional needle and syringe process, the same hyaluronic acid can be applied to the desired area by pushing it through the skin or mucosa of the lip using highly pressurized air or a spring-loaded piston. What the fuck? So they just shove it through your skin barrier without actually like puncturing it, but like it does puncture it technically.
Sorry, I found the thing that I'm talking about. Let me send it to you so that you can see it's in like a clear jelly type lip and you see that it shoots it. That is insane. You just blew my mind. So it's not a needle. It's like a fucking pressure can.
Yeah.
That's just like exploding.
They're just shooting
lips
through the membrane of your skin.
And it's like a shotgun, it looks like not a single shot.
It's a spring-loaded piston.
What the fuck? So I think the spread is what makes it so dangerous because you have such a higher chance of hitting the thing. Yeah.
So that's the pen.
Jeez, even just the look of it. They're injecting a red thing so you can see it. You see how it's shot like that?
Oh.
It's like, and it goes in a straight line.
That's what's interesting is because I would have expected it kind of like goes everywhere. You just kind of are like, Russian roulette. Hope it looks okay.
And it doesn't even look like they're putting a lot of care into where. It's like they just lift the lip and they're like, and just stick it in
right?
there.
So basically what happened is she sends me from our subreddit, someone had posted a link and it was basically just a doctor saying like, don't get that done.
The hyaluron pen works by creating enough pressure to the tissue to push hyaluronic acid filler into the skin.
Please do not do this. Do not use a hyaluron pen. Do not go to somebody with a hyaluron pen. Just don't do it. Naturally plump and cute lips are totally in right now, but don't cut corners. With using a device like this, you are just asking for lumpy, bumpy lips and possibly an occlusion, which is when tiny fragments of filler can get lodged into an artery, obstructing blood flow. It's important to come to an injector that's going to do a thorough analysis on your lips, on your goals, and pick a filler that is going to get you to where you want to be. Don't be cutting corners. It's not worth it.
Right. And she didn't say a whole lot else. So Jesse's like, oh yeah, should we cover it? I'm like, I mean, what else is there? And then she sends me this, which is our introduction to what this person calls the lip filler bandit.
So this is a TikTok that I had seen before and kind of just kept in the back of my memory. But when someone asked us to cover this, I was like, oh my God, wasn't there a lip bandit in Texas? And then I found it.
The fact that she calls her a lip bandit.
I don't think she
verbally says it, but she captions lip filler bandit in Texas. Please share this video. Get the word out. Girl, we're spreading the word.
We're trying our best.
I really, really need you guys to help me with this video. I've been trying to post this video in so many different formats, but TikTok won't let it stay up. I don't think I've ever been this stressed in my career in the 3 years that I've had my business before. Like, today has been definitely one of the most difficult days, and it's all because of another person's malpractice. And I can't even use the word malpractice, because that implies that the person should be practicing in the first place. This person should not be practicing. She shouldn't be touching anybody's face, but here we are. So about 3 days ago, this girl reached out to me saying she had gone to Houston to see somebody to get her lips filled, yada, yada, yada. She came back. Her lips started to swell up a little bit. She reached out to the person. The person told her this is perfectly normal, which in fact it is. It is perfectly normal. It's going to go down after some time, but she said her lips progressively kept getting bigger and bigger. So she reached out to me on TikTok. I told her to go ahead and book a consultation and we can do it virtually. She doesn't have to come into the spa. So she booked the consultation. We did the virtual consultation. I saw her face and immediately I was like concerned, right? So I was like, how soon can you come in? Come in as soon as you can. Now, of course, I asked her, do you have any allergies, anything like that? Have you ever gotten lip filler before? She said yes, and this never happened, but it had been 3 years since she last got lip filler, and then she went and got it this time in Houston. So she comes into the spa today and her lips are way worse than they were when we were on the virtual call yesterday. Like, somehow they are three times worse than they were yesterday. Oh. And I'm looking at her like, girl, I shouldn't be touching your lips. I feel like you need to go to the hospital. And she's like, you know, she doesn't want to go to the hospital. She doesn't have insurance. Like, it hurts. She just feels like she needs to get it dissolved. I'm like, the fact that it is continuing to swell up means that the lip filler is definitely somewhere that it shouldn't be. And so you need to go to the hospital. Prior to heading to work this morning, I made a video about all of these illegal injectors that are out here. I was actually referring to this particular girl who was in Houston.
Quick side note, apparently Texas in particular, this is a huge problem there. That there's like tons of med spas that are practicing that shouldn't be.
Okay, that's scary. My sister-in-law lives in Houston and she gets lip fillers. I need to call her.
No, literally, like, I had articles that were coming up that were like, the med spa on the corner is probably illegal.
Oh my God. What?
Like, Texas specifically, it's like an epidemic.
Oh, fuck. That's terrifying.
Who is a lash tech in Houston who decided at some point last year to start doing lip filler. This is her client. And the reason why she stuck to my mind is because this is the third person I have seen in the last, like, 10 months who has seen this girl. No one has been as severe as the client that I saw today, but three people have seen this girl and have come to me and we've had to get their lips dissolved and redone. With the first client, we were unable to get her lips to be dissolved, which means whatever was injected in her lips was not hyaluronic acid.
Oh my God.
That is why the hyaluronidase, the enzyme that is supposed to dissolve the lip filler, was not able to work.
Side note, we'll get to more of the why it's dangerous in a minute, but apparently one of the reasons is because these people that are doing it aren't licensed, so they're not an actual medical professional and they're not going through the proper channels to like get whatever their products are tested. And it's not FDA approved. Apparently not all hyaluronic acid is this like the same quality. Right. So you don't know what you're getting. And they're just like ordering it and using it without checking at all.
Holy shit. God knows
what it was.
So she had to end up going to the hospital. I tried to follow up with her. She never followed through with me. So I don't really know what happened in that first case. In the second case, her lips did get dissolved. However, I wasn't really quite paying attention to the name that they were saying because they both said the same thing, mink or minky or so mink. But they kept using the words injectors. She is an injector. She is a black injector based in Houston. So in my mind, she is an injector. I'm not thinking it's somebody, some girl, you know? But yesterday when I was on the Zoom call with this third client, I was like, who did this to you? Like, who is the person? And she actually said the name again. And I'm like, why does that name sound familiar? And then she sends me this girl's page. And that's when I find out the reason why all these people have been having these problems is because this person is not an injector. This person is a lash tech who is getting supplies off of Amazon and injecting people's faces.
Oh my gosh.
I tried to post a video showing her pages. I did the green screen thing and TikTok said it was violating community guidelines. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to tell people to stay away from this girl. In one of her posts, and I'm going to attach the image here, she actually says, in as a response to someone who asked the question, how can you do this legally in your state? She says, you don't need any license to do this in the state of Texas.
She actually had gone private after this video went up and she blocked this lady, but then she has since unprivated already. So she's very confident, apparently. This comment thread is still there, but this comment that this girl left is not. But the person says, how do you do this legally in your state? And she says, you don't need any license to do this in the state of Texas. We'll get to that later. But it's like partly true, but she's still doing it illegally. And then this lady, Ryan, comments, you need a license, a medical license, and the Hyaluron pen is illegal. That's why you keep blocking us. You've been reported. You are harming people for money.
Oh, shit.
That is categorically false. That is like actually so untrue. It is mind numbing. Anyways, today was the very first time in the 3 years that I have owned and operated Miza Medical and Wellness Spa that I've had to call for emergency services to take someone from the spa to the emergency room because I feel like they have gotten to the point where this is an emergency.
Jesus.
I will continue to keep up with my patient because at this point, she is now my patient. She is now my client. I will continue to keep up with her and make sure she's doing good. But so, Mink, I want you to know that you need to stop doing what you're doing. I have gone ahead to report you to the state. This is like unbelievable. And the fact that I reached out to you and you blocked me.
Oh, my God.
It's even crazier. Stop what you're doing. You are costing people a lot of money. You are putting people in danger and you don't even care. You just want to go about making money. Like, you should not be injecting anybody's faces.
Wow.
So I saw that. I was like, oh, shit. But then I started looking into this So Mink, which, first of all, you heard she was a lash tech first,
yeah.
Which makes sense because the name So Mink sounds like it would be a lash right. place. But don't worry, because now they specialize in lips.
Oh, my
like,
God.
It doesn't even mention lashes in the Instagram bio or anything.
On this post, I had looked at the comments and someone had asked a question that I was curious about. And it was, what happens when you send them to the hospital? So, like, if you're dissolving yeah. filler and it doesn't dissolve, what do they have to do? She said that a hospital would have to cut the filler out.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up.
Is that not fucking insane? Like, if it's a foreign substance and there's no dissolving it, they have to like surgically remove it.
Can you fathom going to get your lips done and then having to go to the emergency room?
I honestly can because I did think that might happen to me just because I'm very allergic to a lot of things. And I was like, watch, it's going to be me.
Yeah,
but that's different. If you're allergic to hyaluronic acid or something, then it is what it is. But somebody purposefully putting some weird and foreign shit in your lips, that's foul.
Okay, so after I saw this, I was like, well, I mean, now I have to look into this girl. What I found is 10 times more disturbing than what this video tells. It's like she does lip injections. I mean, she's not supposed to, but and it's very alarming. But there's much more than that. This girl that owns the place called So Mink is named Tatiana Williams. She's 23.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
And not the full breakdown.
Her star sign is... Her personal Instagram, notably, does not say, like, lash tech or injector or anything. It just says... entrepreneur.
Oh, love that. Yeah, that kind of just is the, you know, it's the blanket for all of it.
Well, and this comes very soon after we just covered the entire veneer tech epidemic, where it's not just people performing these procedures when they're not supposed to, but then they're like, there's these classes and it's like packaged in with marketing and it's like become this whole like trend basically and that it gets promoted on TikTok a lot. Would you guess that that is exactly what is happening here?
Oh my gosh.
Because So Mink doesn't just offer their services. They also decided that they're gonna, well, by they, I mean her. She's the only one associated with the company that I've seen. She also offers training classes that range from lashes to lips to marketing. Obviously. Actually, I even saw on her website at one point that she'll name your business for her. You. It's like $20.
Ma'am, yours is called So Mink. I'm gonna pass. Not it being $20. Are you joking? Our next topic is something about $20. Why is it always the people that fuck people up that want to teach classes? Like the veneer people, they literally teach classes when they're botching people.
This is the exact same thing. Oh my God. So then the reason I even found that out is because when I searched So Mink on TikTok and I searched it a couple different ways, I kept getting one video that was popping up, and it wasn't her. It was a girl that was taking her fucking class, but it wasn't the lip class. It was just the lashes. Okay. But what I did get a kick out of is that she shows at the end of it that she gets a So Mink certificate of completion.
Man, I can't, why are people believing this? Did you just print this out?
Like, what?
Well,
what
obviously,
is,
yes.
I mean, how could you possibly think that's like, do they think that's a legitimate thing? Because that's
what
not
I was
like
just about to ask. I'm like, what are they thinking this is doing? That's even worse than like a participation trophy. Like, it's like, it means nothing.
Right. Well, and that's, I saw something later that says, as is the case with all professional licensure, from barbers to lawyers to nurses to doctors, completing courses will give you important skills you will need in your future profession, but it is the state granted license that legally authorizes you to offer those professional services to others. So this certificate of completion, though, it did say, it like puts the person's name. It says, has successfully completed the training course of education and application in semi-permanent eyelash extension. And then it's signed by our good friend Tatiana Williams. But then I find out that she also offers, there's a variety of courses. The first one that really caught my eye, though, is the Ultimate Hyaluron Pen Online Course.
Shut the fuck up. Not even in person. You're joking.
This is the caption. This upcoming year is about investing in ourselves. This is a skill you can have for a lifetime. A lifetime would be the proper way to put that. This is your perfect opportunity to jumpstart your career. Hyaluron pen techs are in high demand. Instructor Tatiana W. has taught over 400 plus successful beauty entrepreneurs.
She really is a lip bandit.
I was like, 400? Oh my God, what do you mean? Online classes? What do you mean?
Where are those
people? And then she goes, the good thing about this training, there's no comma after this. It's all just not proper grammar at all. You don't need to be a doctor, nurse, esthetician, or cosmetologist to take this training. Apparently, you don't need it to teach the training either, because she is none of
that. That is insane.
And then it says, you can bring in the 6+ figures with offering this service, and you don't have to be full time. Now that's amazing. Bitch, are you kidding?
I love that it's always 6 figures. When people are full of shit, they're always like, you can make 6 figures. It's always that verbiage.
She doesn't straight up say you don't have to be a doctor to do it professionally.
Yes, she does.
She implied. No, she says the good thing about this training.
Oh my God. But come on.
I know. So it says, learn how to do my most popular lips and perfecting the Cupid's bow from start to finish using my signature techniques. And then it says that there's 4 different mapping techniques included.
I think they all include you just jamming it wherever you feel like in that moment.
The thing is, it's like, this isn't even like an interactive, like it's not like a Zoom call where it's like right. A live class. These are literal pre-made lessons. There's 33 of them that you just like go online and can download.
What the fuck? So like these courses don't even include the things that you're practicing on, like the, let's say the clear lips. Correct. And you know what's really fucking scary? Because it's like, okay, yeah, obviously she's full of shit. She's scamming people, allegedly, whatever. But what's really scary is that when you're not even giving people the tools to practice and you're not in person there teaching them, even though you're not equipped or licensed or anything to teach them, but you're not even doing that. You're just basically letting people have the feeling that they can now proceed to inject people's lips. They don't know about the anatomy. They don't know about shit. They don't know about your arteries. They don't know about anything. Like, this is insane.
I wasn't going to share this one until later, but it feels like we should go over it now. She also does sell products, so you can do it yourself.
So she's white labeling shit she got on Amazon?
Literally. And she's not just selling the Hyaluron pens, which, yes, she's selling them in 3 different colors. As I had said earlier, one of the issues and concerns with using these pens, this was like on some kind of organization website that .org, but it says one of the reasons it's so dangerous is because these procedures are often not done in medical offices or by medical professionals. It's not surprising that another concern to be worried about is the use of non-medical grade hyaluronic acid. While hyaluronic acid is commonly used for dermal fillers, the difference here is that when hyaluronic acid is used in doctor's offices, there's a reasonable expectation it has been tested, FDA approved, and selected by your doctor to be the best kind of material to be used for a given procedure. If you're buying the product online, you have no guarantee what you're getting. And she's getting them online and then reselling them.
That's what I was gonna say. So she's selling the acid.
Yes.
That is fucking insane. How much are we talking?
The pens are $60.
Oh, what a bargain.
And the acid, it looks like it's $15 for 0.3.
That's not right. I don't know how much that runs for, but that's not right.
I think you need to get a lot though. But so one of the crazy things though also is when I googled, like, because you can just buy this stuff online, but a lot of the other websites that carry it, it has some kind of disclaimer where it says like intended for medical use only, or like intended only for use by medical professionals. Hers doesn't say that.
Who the fuck is even making that? I bet you she doesn't even know.
I mean, clearly it's not, I don't think she is only using one kind, because if some people are like not able to get it dissolved and others are, whoa, it seems like there's has to be some difference. Here's some of the other concerns, and these are known complications, but we aren't limited to these. These are just some of them. Bleeding, bruising, swelling, gross asymmetry, scarring, permanent pigmentary changes and skin discoloration, infection, blockage of a blood vessel leading to tissue death, necrosis,
yeah,
blindness or stroke, damage to your eyes from the pressure, formation of lumps in your skin, or allergic reaction.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just a few things.
The one that I had heard a lot about in the comments was necrosis. Like, literally your lips will fall off and die.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither.
One of the reasons it's bad is because it's very difficult to administer. The nature of the administration with these devices, there's a significant risk of the pens not doing what you want them to. It can lead to uneven results and much, much worse. There's a doctor being quoted that says, with this device, it's like trying to stick a square peg in a round hole. These devices are trying to use a well-established drug delivery system, which has been proven effective for water and oil-based medications and immunizations, to push a gel-like substance through the skin and mucosa.
How does one go to this length? Like, you're just doing lashes one day and you start thinking, yeah, I can fucking jam some shit in people's lips.
Like, because then she turned it into a fucking like pyramid scheme, basically. One more quote from that doctor says, not only is this traumatic to the target area, but since everyone's skin is different, you can't control the depth of penetration, the amount administered, or the individual results. Your control is minimal at best. With this knowledge in mind, it is obvious to understand how many problems may arise.
I don't think that nurses and doctors are injecting people with the needle so tediously, taking their time with every single injection, putting their patients through a significant amount of pain with every single prick for fun. Like, they're doing that because that's the best way to fucking do it. Like, hello?
You don't think so?
No, they just like love to see people in pain. Like, it just makes no sense why someone would think like, oh, this just like, you could just do this a couple times and it's fine. No, it's not.
Well, and you know, I mentioned that like the hyaluronic acid that they get for that, you would expect that it's FDA approved and they know where they're getting it from. Guess what's not FDA approved? Hyaluron pens.
Yeah, I figured as much.
It says, not only are they not approved, but apparently back in October of 2021, the FDA went as far as to release an official warning about needle-free devices, including, you've guessed it, the Hyaluron pen. It reads, the FDA is aware that needle-free devices and lip and facial fillers for use with these devices are sold online directly to the public, and their use is promoted on social media to increase lip volume, improve the appearance of wrinkles, change the shape of the nose, and other similar procedures. The FDA has not evaluated the safety and effectiveness of needle-free devices for injection of any dermal filler.
There's some people that don't believe that the FDA approving anything makes any difference, so I don't know.
Like, I mean, they are super sketchy, and I know that they like are paid off and stuff too, but
this seems legit. I'll just use my better judgment on this one.
This only just adds to the concern. And whether she's just being dishonest and lying, or if she actually thinks this, which I don't know how you could based on like the very little research I did, there were other comments in addition to that one where she's like, you don't need a license to do it in Texas. She was responding to other people's comments. One says, but you have to be working under a licensed medical doctor, correct? And then she responds, with a needle you do.
Okay, not the fucking, so that's her loophole?
Yes.
Stop it. Well, because this is still causing like abrasions and like it's still penetrating. I don't know if I just am being dramatic here, but I almost am more scared of air than a needle. Like something like putting so much pressure that it jams something and it penetrates through my skin. I'd rather just have a needle. Like just do it quick and that's it.
Another comment says, okay, give me the tea. Cause girl, I thought I had to be a nurse to do this. And she responds, this is needless, not needleless.
It is needless, bitch. Needless. I agree.
It's needless. Like, true. This is needless. So you don't have to be a doctor, nurse, or esthetician. And here's the part that makes me think she knows what she's doing. Her bio for So Mink reads, Houston Lip Filler, Lip Enhancer, Under Medical Director.
Is that true?
First of all, I have yet to see anyone else credited anywhere besides her. She is the one teaching these classes, which the classes also, in the in-person ones at least, they include like a live model that people like practice on.
Jesus.
So like they're doing it there, but she only, it's her teaching the classes. She doesn't just sell the pens. She sells also disposable syringes as well as microneedles. Despite the fact that in Texas specifically, the law requires anything involving either of those things, microneedles and syringes, they are only to be used by medical professionals because they are considered a non-surgical medical cosmetic procedure. And included in that, like, umbrella is like Botox, Dysport, Juvederm, Kybella injections, microneedling, chemical peels, laser hair removal, dermaplaning. Dermaplaning is literally like shaving your face.
Yeah.
This hasn't been brought into that yet, for the pens at least, because it's just like too new.
But it will.
But it definitely will. So physicians are the ones that can legally do it like alone. But then there's the mid-level providers, which are like physicians, assistants, and like nurse practitioners. They're allowed to do it, but only if it's under the supervision of a physician.
And I know we haven't shown exactly what can happen, but that lady that called her out, she ended up showing an example of exactly what this looks like. So we'll put it up for you guys. Think of Kris Jenner when she had that, whatever she had. It's just like that, if not worse. It is swelling to the point that you literally look like your lips are going to explode, to the point that the rest of your face starts swelling, which is obviously super dangerous to have any swelling in your face. It is insane what can happen when this goes wrong. Or yeah, I was gonna say when it goes wrong, not if it goes wrong.
Right.
I just can't believe that she's so comfortably teaching classes on this, because it is terrifying. I would die if I ever did this to someone.
Okay, so here's her TikTok page, which again was private when I first looked, but a couple hours later she was back online.
Oh, she has pink gloves.
Literally everything's pink. And one of her pinned things is rich off lip fillers dump.
Stop.
These were the first lips I did in February. I thought I did so good. I cringe looking back at this picture. You should not be cringing after doing someone, like, you're working on someone's face.
Yeah, this isn't like me when I started makeup in high school and now I look back and I cringe. It's like, well, I wasn't hurting people in the process. Like, maybe you should have practiced a little more.
This is the same TikTok that the lady whose video we watched originally, Ryan, who is, by the way, a registered nurse. This is the one she commented on. But in addition to those comments, it's, so do you have to be an RN? With a needle, in all caps, you have to be an RN.
You know what's crazy is that she's saying that she cringes when she looks at this. Are you not cringing at the people that you're sending to the hospital currently?
No, because she's too focused on teaching more people to do the same thing.
Bitch, they're calling you the lip bandit and you're showing lips that aren't even bad and you're just like, ah, cringe looking at this. You should be cringing right now. You should be ashamed of yourself.
The next one says, the lips that went viral and boosted my clientele tremendously. Then she says, I was so burnt out doing lashes, but I love teaching my classes. They're all holding up their certificates.
Yeah, ladies, put it down, please, I beg. But also, doesn't this look like it's in the like birthday party room of a Chuck E. Cheese or like one of those roller skate places? Like, where are you?
Well, and like the pop, the balloons in the background.
I'm telling you, it looks like they snuck into a 2-year-old's birthday party. God.
Then she says, still doing lashes because my lip filler clientele wasn't consistent yet. Those look terrible.
Those lashes?
This girl's lovely, but what are those? Like, it looks like she's black eyeshadow on.
Right. I was going to say there's no space at all. Like, I know some people like really big lashes, like 25 millimeter and shit like that. But when they're more like wispy, at least you can like see through them and it like, it's a vibe. This just looks like a sharp
thing. It looks like she put like eight pairs of falsies on.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. If it's your thing, no offense. No offense.
And then she goes on to say, started teaching one-on-one training for lip fillers. She drove 4 hours to train with me.
Who's she? Where is she now? We need to know.
In jail, probably. And then she has, like, you could see, like, her stuff. It looks like there's some fake lips that they can practice on. Kind of looks like a vagina. But then she has one of the little certificates, and then she has this nice little printout like pamphlet where it's, I guess, her lesson guide.
My God, how many certificates does that bitch print
a month? The comments are literally just like, oh my God, yes, you're in Houston. I need you. Cleveland, Ohio, please. Another student, she drove 6 hours to take my class. So thankful. I bet you the people whose lip she's doing are not so thankful. Made 20K in June, only 5 months into doing lip fillers. I told only 6 lash clients this month, so that explains a lot.
Took, I guess she means.
Yeah, she has a lot of typos. And she shows a picture of her bank statement because that's classy.
Is that her bank statement? That looks like maybe her like internal invoices. POS yeah. system. Yeah.
And then she says, hosted my first group Hyaluron pen training in Dallas. So not just Houston. Now she's in Dallas. More balloons.
No matter where she goes, those balloons will follow.
I put this picture on my vision board because I wanted to travel more. It's a jet with like pink neon lights.
Oh my God, with my astigmatism, I was like, is this just like a Virgin America flight? Like, what is this?
Trying to stay consistent doing classes. Great.
That poor balloon arch
it just gets has smaller been and
through
smaller.
It. Bitch, that is ran through. Please put it to rest,
not
I beg.
The certificates having folds in them, even though they're in frames.
Oh my God, yeah, they're so crinkled. Oh God, this is really terrifying. I know it's like, it's funny, but she's injecting people and teaching people how to do it.
It's
so I'm like,
just
fuck.
Absurd because I'm like, people are holding those up as if they mean something. Like a certificate of completion, right. Not something to brag about that you completed this course, but okay. It literally reminds me of like when you're a kid and you, there's like for like a present, they'll print out like world's best dad.
Yes, absolutely.
Then it says class I had in my hometown, Mobile, Alabama. I loved my students. Then get ready because bitch has a tour. She's bringing her skills on the road.
So let me get this straight. The price here says $995 with a $200 or $300 deposit. 200. So she is charging people all that money for the certificate and to teach them how to botch fucking lips? What world are we living in that people are agreeing to this? I guess you really could sell ice to an Eskimo. Like, people will buy anything, I feel.
Okay, so here is one post from her Instagram where she's advertising the Hyaluron Pen class tour. A tour you don't want to miss.
That is so scary.
And wow. It goes to Mobile, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia. Jesse, do you want to check it out?
Why are they always fucking coming here? Leave me alone.
Chicago, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., or New York City. Same price here listed too, $995 with a $200 deposit. Guess what it includes?
I can't see, so I am guessing.
It includes an exclusive lip starter kit, certificate of completion, of course.
Love
I mean,
that.
That's why it's so expensive. A training manual, a vendor's list. Is she just the vendor, though?
It's like her Amazon storefront.
It's just like a link to her website. A lifetime membership, which I'm not quite sure what the membership to what, ma'am?
Well, it's for a lifetime, so.
Oh, and also lunch is provided.
Thank God.
Now, do you want to hear what they're going to learn?
This is terrifying. Sure, go ahead.
I know. I was losing my mind. Because then also, like, think in comparison to that TikTok we watched, like, this is so much worse than, like, she's messed up a few patients. No, she is literally spreading her misinformation and, like, trying to... I can't.
She's, like, a fucking villain. She's literally, like, a ringleader of people that are gonna go out there and think that they have the qualifications to do this when the whole pen shouldn't even be a thing in the first place. So it's not even, like, a matter of, oh, does she know how to do it? It doesn't matter if she knows how to do it because the pen is dangerous in itself.
Well, and again...
So, and obviously, no, she doesn't know how to
do it. Do you see a medical professional in those pictures? Because I don't, and she's not supposed to be doing this without one present. And that's still, she's only supposed to be doing it if she is like an esthetician or a cosmetologist. Like, those people and nurses can do it if they're being supervised. I don't see any supervision. I just see balloons.
I mean, and if a doctor is supervising me doing a surgery or a medical procedure on someone, that's not gonna help the person not die. Just because they're looking at me do it, like, or they're in the same office, like, you still need to be a qualified individual to do these things.
Well, and even if she did have a medical professional there supervising, quote unquote, I'll get to in a minute why that's not okay either, because that's still illegal because she is not licensed in anything.
And it's not even like, oh, you could hurt someone. The fact that that one woman has three clients that came to her alone, imagine all the other lip injectors that are fixing her shit in Houston.
Right?
Like, this is crazy. She's fucking up everybody.
Back to the class, though. What you will learn is Hyaluron Pen education. Pretty vague, but sure.
Please, I bet.
Consent Educate forms and queen. Insurance. Yeah, I bet you need consent forms, but I don't think that's going to protect you from any lawsuits down the line, ma'am.
It's the same thing we said with the veneer techs. It's like, it doesn't matter if you sign something. If someone's not qualified to do it, you can absolutely sue them and probably win.
Contrained dictations, which I thought she just... like spelled contradictions wrong, but I guess
what
I'm stupid and that is a thing. I've never seen that word and it's so hard to say. Contraindication. Yeah,
I would say contraindicate.
Oh, no. That's contraindication. Better. Contraindication, yeah. Is a specific situation in which a medicine, procedure, or surgery should not be used because it may be harmful to the person. I'm going to say your entire, I wouldn't say practice, but operation is a contraindication.
Yeah, I feel like that entire section is just like, honestly, everybody's a candidate and just slay queen.
Literally, right? Just as long as they're not allergic to being fabulous.
If they're alive, they're breathing, they have a pulse, they're ready.
Then it says safety and sanitation, something that she's not trained in.
She was touching lips with bra hands.
Great. Cool.
Bra
awesome.
Hands. No gloves on her bare hands.
Bloodborne pathogen, which again, I don't think she knows anything anything about. It's clear she did not go to medical school or anything. And she's only 23.
Right.
And before that was just a last...
She's 23?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Then it says, proper before slash aftercare, unless in the case of your patient needing to go to the hospital, then that's the aftercare.
And then just block the people who are helping that patient.
That's what you do. That's actually, that's in branding and marketing technique later on.
Oh, got it.
But then we have perfecting the Cupid's bow, different lip mapping techniques, branding and marketing technique, just one technique, live demo, hands-on practice with a live model, and my favorite. And there's more with multiple E's.
Yeah, there better fucking be more, because you know what's not on there? Learning about the basic anatomy of the lips and face. Are you joking?
And learning, like, who is allowed to do this professionally? Not you or any of the people you're teaching. The last class thing we'll go over for her is she also has taken things international.
Oh my God, you showed me this last night. I was like, not her fleeing the country.
Okay, I just had to translate it. So there's a flyer where it's a Brazilian flag and it says that she's going to Rio de Janeiro. And the caption says, we're going to Brazil. I'm super excited to bring my viral and signature techniques overseas.
Please don't.
Signature techniques, huh? This is a skill you can have for life. It's the same one as the other caption. That it's like, hyaluronic pen techs are in high demand. Instructor Tatiana W. So Mink has taught over, oh, now it's 600. Before it was 400. Yeah, she's exponentially growing.
She's moving fast.
Again, here she says the good thing about this training is you don't need to be a doctor, nurse, beautician, or cosmetologist to take this training. You can bring more than six figures when offering this service and do not need to be full-time. Now that's amazing.
Okay, genuine question. She's not Brazilian, so if it's not what I'm thinking, which is that she's fleeing the country because things are getting too hot in the kitchen, like, what's the purpose of doing this? I feel like this is her trying to prey on anyone that she can. Like, maybe people are catching on to her here and she's just like, no, I can't, and just going anywhere else.
I don't know, because just last month she was offering one-on-one micro needle training
for $1,700
with a $200 deposit.
I would rather shit in my hands and clap than give this girl $1,700 for her to teach me what she doesn't even know.
Oh, but what you're gonna learn slash cover is standalone technique with just micro needles, but then also a combo technique with micro needles and the hyaluron pen.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. What's included? Exclusive lip starter kit, certificate of completion, of course, as usual.
Yeah.
Training standard. Manual, vendors list, her website, a lifetime mentorship. Did the other one say?
Oh my God, mentorship? She is an MLM boss, babe. They always promise, like, I'm gonna stick with you forever and teach you everything I know. And it's like, are you?
Oh my God, someone comments, does the online course include the kit? She says, online course for Microneedle will launch this summer. Oh my God!
Is she using AI responses? What's happening?
I don't know, but do you see that she is saying she's going to have an online Microneedle class?
Are you shocked? She has one for the hyaluronic pen.
But that's
thing.
Even more illegal. And it's not like she's doing this like secretly. She's literally posting about it.
I mean, the woman that we originally saw, she said she reported her to the state. Like, how long until someone like this is held accountable and is in fucking jail? Like, this is crazy.
I'm too caught off guard by the other comments because this person asked, does the online course include the kit? But then they say, will it include certificate and kit? They're really concerned about the certificate.
I'm telling you, she doesn't print them out for no reason. The people want it.
No, it's because they think that it means something. Like, a certificate of completion is not a license.
No, I know. But I do think that people kind of maybe grew up their whole lives. And like, you go to the doctor and they have their degrees behind them and their qualifications and all that shit. And they just see something that they could hang on the wall as something that's an accomplishment. I don't know.
Someone else commented, does this come with certification? Not a certificate. Does it come with certification, which is asking if it means they're allowed to do it after? And she says, yes.
See, but that's a technicality. It's like, well, I gave you a certificate, so I'm certifying you to slay. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like some of this shit she could get away with because of the technicalities of it all. But she's straight up a liar.
Let's and go to my, she's hurting my law research.
Oh, God. So is she breaking the law?
Yeah, so I bring up, again, the lip enhancer under medical director, which tries to make it seem like maybe she is doing things by the book. But the problem is that if she really is the owner of SoMink, which, don't worry, she is. I found the LLC certificate, which is registered in Alabama. And that's a problem because med spas have to be formed as, like, a certain entity. And in Texas, specifically, medical practices are limited to professional associations, PAs, professional limited liability companies, PLLCs, and general partners. partnerships with other licensed physicians. Many med spas are incorrectly formed as corporations or regular LLCs, including hers.
Well, then I was gonna say, well, she's not using needles, but she is. I forgot.
Yeah, that's so, the thing. It's like, mind. She absolutely is. This has been a problem apparently since like 2019. I don't know why they haven't like cracked down more, but again, Texas apparently has had a lot of problems. By the way, there's zero evidence I've found on the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation or the Texas Medical Board that has, like, if you're an esthetician, even your license would come up there. Her name and her business, none of them come up in any of them.
Me pretending to be shocked.
From what I can tell, she is not licensed in literally anything, including even being a lash tech.
Well, in her eyes, why would she need to be? Like, she just has gotten away with this shit for so long and nobody's giving her a problem. Yeah, no needle, but except for these needles that I use. But they're tiny.
They're micro needles. Other reason she's breaking the law is that Texas is a corporate practice of medicine state. And that means that medical entities like med spas cannot be owned by non-physicians. Not only is it formed as an LLC, which is wrong, but she cannot own the business that is doing that. That's illegal.
And even if she's not advertising herself as a med spa?
I don't think that matters because she's doing the same. She's offering the services of a med spa. To actually own a med spa, it must be a person licensed to practice medicine in Texas. Furthermore, a non-physician is not allowed to start a company and then just hire a physician to provide medical services. If that does happen, and a physician does choose to work for a business that is not owned by a licensed physician or is generally non-compliant, they are putting their medical license at risk and are subject to disciplinary action from the Texas Medical Board. Meanwhile, the owner of the med spa are the ones facing potential civil and criminal liability for the unauthorized practice of medicine.
Oh shit, so they're not even saying there has to be a doctor there. They're saying the doctor has to be the owner.
Yes.
That's
so
crazy.
So even if she started it and then hired this medical director, that's illegal too.
Whoa, that's nuts.
Then I found, it was like some spa.org thing, August 2019, that says AmSpa has become aware that the Texas Medical Board has issued at least one and possibly more compliance letters regarding Hyaluron pens. We don't have all the details on this issue, but it appears to have stemmed from health inspectors noticing a Hyaluron pen at an esthetician station during a salon inspection. In the article below, we noted that even though these pens do not use needles, their use is considered the practice of medicine, and these procedures need to be performed by the appropriate persons under medical supervision. This was the article too that's like points out that these are very much marketed on social media as like, I mean, in this economy, people need jobs and it's like, get rich quick and be a medical professional, but you don't have to be.
Well, that's what she's saying. Six figures, all you have to do is pay me $900 and you're set for life, basically. If it sounds too good to be true, it fucking is. And then also so many innocent people who are just trying to get their fucking lips filled. Exactly. Are being botched. The problem, though, is like you telling me that this is an epidemic, basically, in Texas. That leads me to believe that there really isn't going to be much that happens to her. I don't feel.
In this article, it also says, since the product is so new, there are no specific laws that directly address who may use it. Instead, we must look at how similar procedures and technologies are treated.
So it's almost like people like her will probably over time get arrested.
I was going to say, they're going to get away with it until they can't.
Right. Because she is breaking laws. But if so many people are breaking laws, my thing is too, the whole touring thing, she's crossing state lines and fake licensing these people. It's inevitable that she's gonna get caught, but then again, she's fleeing the country. She's going to Brazil. I don't know. This is really a lot messier than I thought.
I know. That's Jesse was like, is yours long? Your topic long? And I'm like, I could go on for hours.
Well, I mean, you basically cracked the case that she's absolutely breaking the law. So Mink, turn around and put your hands behind your back. You have the right to remain silent. We're arresting you.
And one of the craziest things was they claim lip enhancer under medical director. But again, she's the only person in those pictures besides.
I'm realizing when you're saying that, though, she says medical director.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
But also, even if she did have a medical director, again, whatever the fuck that is.
That is such a made up title. I didn't catch that in the beginning. Oh my God, I'm so annoyed.
She is performing the procedures and having other people that are not trained do it and like practice on a live person.
And she's done it on 600 people. And this one woman has seen three of her clients. How many lip and med spas and all this shit is there in Houston that had to correct her issues? How many hospitals have seen the people she's touched? Like, this is fucking crazy. She needs to be put out of practice. She needs to be behind bars,
it's
honestly.
It's absolutely insane. When I was looking at all of it, I'm like, first of all, I think that original video from that nurse, she would literally be losing her mind if she realized the extent of what this is, because she was already so alarmed just by like those three people. I'm like, oh ma'am, you, there's a rabbit hole you need to go down. Good thing she has reported her though.
Oh, absolutely.
Literally reporting her, and they're gonna be like, who? Because she's not registered anywhere for anything.
I guess I just don't know how people have the conscience for something like this. Like when I used to do makeup, I used to freak out for like weeks after if I just felt like I didn't do a super great job on someone's makeup. Like I just felt like, oh my God, I could have done better. Did I ruin their day? Like all this shit. How do people live with themselves and do this shit and then enable other people to do the same thing?
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Do you think she genuinely feels like she's slaying, or is she just an evil monster? Because those are the only two options in my eyes.
Oh, I think she thinks she's slaying.
Really?
Well, I think it's like it's a grift, but then it's also like she thinks she's slaying. I don't know. But she posted something that was like, no more bad classes or something. And I'm like, are you just delusional?
Wait, like saying it as if like her classes are the answer to rectifying people who are hacks? Oh my God. It's giving the guy who sanitized the chair before he taught people how to put fake veneers on.
That's, I'm telling you, it like, reminded me so much of the veneer thing.
It doesn't matter how pretty you package it up, if it's all bullshit and illegal and hurting people and dangerous. Doesn't matter if everything's pink and cute, girl. Like, still dangerous.
Oh my God. The caption for this one.
Her and the balloons. Jesus.
I know. This class was so special to me. So many driven individuals and dream chasers. These 13 ladies will be expanding their knowledge in the Hyaluron pen world. The energy was unmatched. I know you're going to succeed and be great. Consistency outworks motivation. Your technique is just as important as your content and marketing. Yeah, I would say it's more important.
You know what's crazy is the way they have to hold the Hyaluron pen is the same as you would like hold a knife if you're like stabbing someone, and it just looks so barbaric when she's doing it. It's like, get over here. I don't know, she scares me.
Do you see a medical professional in that posing? Because I see a child.
I mean,
child.
I have astigmatism,
like literally she's 23.
I don't see nobody.
What is happening?
How did she get so many people on board? Fuck,
I don't know. It makes me so sad.
I know that there's always a dedicated amount of people that are wanting to work for themselves. Obviously I feel like the majority of people would want to work for themselves, so maybe
when, especially in the economy now, and like there are, it's hard to get jobs, and
of course. Yeah, they're like, oh shit, this may be the newest thing. Let me get in on it early, and not realizing how dangerous this is. But after a certain point, you could hear about it at first and maybe not see an issue. But after a certain point, it's like, Google it. If you're going to spend $1,000 on a class, Google it and see if it's legal.
Oh my God, I'm dying. Okay, we have two I want to look at. Here we have, I'm on a mission to save potential students from horrible instructors.
Dude, the balls she has.
What is happening?
Holy hell.
Then the next one says, when nurses, in quotes, which I'm like,
I think they might actually be nurses, but
when nurses hating, I'm selling my online course for only $350, but I don't even use real needles yet.
Oh my God, wait. And this screenshot that this is paused on, the angle, like she's holding her top lip with her finger. In my eyes, I'm like, can't the Hyaluron like shoot into her finger? Does it not go that far? It literally looks so close.
Then like, it would have to penetrate to like in and out.
I don't know. I could see it.
Oh my God, here, wait. The caption is, fun fact, I've trained three nurses. That sounds wrong. I love them. They were super cool. I'm talking about a few nurses that be in my comment section.
Begging you to fucking follow laws.
Literally. Someone commented, I was told this technique wasn't safe to do. She didn't respond to that one. The next one says, all the injectors I go to tell me it's too hard or too advanced for them to do a keyhole pout. I don't know what that means.
I think that's like the direction that she's shooting the lip filler in.
Oh yeah. She goes, it definitely takes technique, but I don't think it's too hard. I just think you have to... Oh my God. I just think you have to stay teachable.
You first.
Someone says, even doctors say this isn't recommended. The filler really has no way of direction while with needles. The filler is literally pushed forcefully. And she responds, fun fact, I have a doctor that comes to me for lip fillers. It's all love though.
What is he, a podiatrist? Like, and knows nothing about fillers? Come on. That's such a stupid thing to say.
Not the podiatrist. The only thing that stops me from doing them is that it isn't FDA approved. Is that true? And she says, tattoo, baby formula, makeup, and aspirin are also not approved.
That's not true.
Oh my God.
Not the baby formula not being FDA regulated.
And how do you protect yourself in case a client has a bad reaction? Or is this answered in your course? I'm going to say that it's probably not answered, or it's the answer is to ignore.
She did not answer this comment. And yep. She just said, anyway.
Bye. Of course not. Yep.
Oh God. Well, I mean, wow. She needs to be in jail. I'm sorry. I think that you can plead ignorance for a little bit, but when you're going this far with it, you're teaching people, you're selling them the hyaluronic acid that can't be dissolved.
And using needles.
Oh my gosh, she is. So she injects with needles too.
That's the microneedle.
So the microneedling is in the lips? I thought the microneedling was like a face thing. Oh my God, and those lips look really bad. Oh, I'm so sorry, queen.
Oh my God, wait. There was one that I was dying because she puts the numbing cream on in a heart.
No, that's not even the concerning part. She puts the numbing cream from the tube directly onto her lips. That is so unsanitary. Like, this is not her personal lip balm. You're supposed to use the Q-tip that you use to spread it around to grab the numbing cream and put it on. What the fuck?
Lip fillers take you from girl to girl. I love it. I love it. I love it. Her exact words. A boost of confidence is what we all need. Or maybe we need to go to actual doctors and not be committing medical fraud.
Well, guys, in case it wasn't clear, we don't think you should go and get hyaluron pen injections.
Avoid So Mink in Houston, Texas.
Avoid everyone in Houston, Texas. Just do it.
Yeah, actually, and do a lot of don't research before you go to anyone in Houston, Texas, or just Texas in general. Just in case So Mink goes down, her name is Tatiana Williams.
Anyway, okay, so I'll really quickly do the topic that I told Lily we should do, because I did see a TikTok on this a while back, and it was just this girl's TikTok. So there wasn't any follow-up, and I was like, it's kind of short and whatever. But I've been keeping an eye on it for a while, and then I saw that Marky, shouts out to Marky, because he did some weird finagling that recovered the deleted response from this guy because it's no longer on his page.
I may have taught him.
Not you having a little like art, because you taught Becca too, no? Can you teach me?
I feel like I've told you. No, Marky actually approached me though and asked. He goes, oh. I keep hearing you talking about this secret method you have to recover deleted videos. And I was like, well, he does give us a lot of topics. So I gave him the long-winded method that I use. And then I said, better not tell anyone. Snitches get stitches.
Well, the funny part is that he did recover it, but it was like a version that is playing as if it was playing from his TikTok grid. Like, you have to see it. It's definitely a little lackluster in the quality, but you can hear it and see it fine. So it works. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the $20 scam. I'm going to show you the first TikTok that I saw of the girl, and then we'll take it from there. Her name is Brianna, and this ended up on my For You page, as things do.
I just got scammed by a pretty popular TikToker, and we're gonna talk about it. So I get a DM on Instagram.
Okay. Right off the bat. Let's just pause it a second. So the guy that she's talking about is someone that goes by the name of Lord Nasir, and he has quite a few followers on TikTok. I think at the moment he has around like 598,000 because he's lost quite a few since this happened.
Oh.
But he messaged her and said, yo, twin, music hard, with the, you know, handshake emoji.
I don't speak this language.
Why did I just shake like this? Oh. I do. I'm doing promos for $20 right now. Your music got potential for real, and I'm trying to see artists like you on top. I usually charge $50. So deal, not forever. I be getting 10K views and up on TikTok, which lots of warning signs in my opinion. Honestly, for me, the first thing that stood out with this is like, influencers shouldn't be promoting themselves as like, the deal's not gonna last. Like, that's not a thing that happens in the influencer
for
world.
For a limited time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's giving So Mink.
But also, charging $50 as someone who has 600,000 followers at that time is insane. And why are you reaching out to her? Like, do you like her music personally?
That's the red flag for me. I'm like, why would someone with 600,000 followers be like, for $50, that's it?
Well, no, it's 20 now. The deal, that's not gonna last. She does go on to say that basically this was legit, like she found out it was actually him.
And usually stuff like this, I'd be like, oh, it's obviously like fake, like it's someone pretending to be this person. But I clicked through all of his accounts, I'll show you. And like all of the accounts were connected, like all the links were connected and everything. So I was like, oh, this is him. So it's not like a bot or anything.
He only had 8,000 Instagram followers, which is interesting if he has 600,000 on TikTok. Also though, you have to look at the engagement, because did he buy the followers? Can you buy TikTok followers?
Well, he actually has decent engagement on TikTok, but we come to find out it's because he deletes the ones that don't do well. But anyway,
this is like a fairly popular thing in the music industry. Artists paying influencers to use their sounds and whatever, so more people are using it. I've done it before, and everybody that I've worked with has been, like, really sweet, and, like, so this, that's why it wasn't weird. To his message, I say that that would be sick, and I have a song dropping on Friday, and we can move forward by him emailing my management. But I never received an email from him. My manager never received an email from him, so he, like, hit me up again, and I was like, we never received an email from you. And then this was weird. He said that the email didn't exist, but he just typed in, like, this part.
He says, it's an invalid email, and his proof of this is he just typed in the email, but didn't send it for it to say that it's an invalid email. You know what I mean? Like, when you find out that something's an invalid email, it's because you get, like, a rejection or something, no?
You don't get a notification that it's not a real email unless it's, like, a
And especially if you don't send anything. Like, you have to send it to find out. He was just, like, on the, like, composing page.
Yes, yes. That is part, a step,
like,
behind.
Just the website, which was weird, but I was like, you know what? Some people are just a little odd. So I wrote it off. And then he just got, like, very demanding. Because at this point, I thought it was weird. Like, his email was kind of weird. It was just, like, a blank email. So I tried to ghost him.
Not her saying, email my manager, and he literally just sends a blank email to the manager. He's like, well, technically I did. That is so weird. But yeah, he's being very persistent for these $20. He's like, I sent the email. My email is blank. Thank you.
That's the thing. I'm like, $20? Like, are you kidding? I have random strangers requesting me, like, $1,500 on Venmo.
Oh my God.
For nothing.
Who are they?
I know. Don't do that. I don't know, but I'm not going to do it.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to pass up an opportunity to show my music to 600,000 people. I've never worked with influencers that big before. I'd only worked with influencers that had, like, smaller micro influencer type accounts. So I was like, you know what? If he really needs this $20 and he wants to do it, like, whatever. Kept hitting me up. I said, I'll send you this song through TikTok DMs, and then after you post the video, I can Venmo you. Whatever, cool, it's your TikTok. You found it. I DM you the sound. I'm sending you the draft. This is a screen recording of the draft that he sent me using my song.
I'm cringing. I can't.
It was really short. Licking his lips to the song, so it's like, could you just please lip sync and, like, do the lyrics and whatever? And then I sent him, like, about how long I wanted the video to be. He said, cool, no problem, whatever. I said, thanks. He redid it. That was the video. He also sent me his Venmo, and then I told him, awesome, once you post it, I'll Venmo you the $20. Bet posting. And then he said, it's posted, you there. I sent him the screenshot of me Venmoing him the $20. And then I'm sitting here in my room,
where's this
making
going?
Friendship bracelets to sell at my shows. And I'm like, let me see how this video is doing. Like, let me check on it. I'm excited. Oh, what's that?
Gone.
He blocked her.
What is that? Oh, and that too.
Not Christy Carlson Romano.
Blocked. I got fucking blocked. He deleted the video and blocked me because he's an asshole. My manager went to his account and she told me that he deleted the video.
She goes on to be like, you know, I'm broke myself. Like, this was really fucked up. And when I saw this, I thought, okay, obviously he does this to multiple people. This is, like, the route that he goes.
I was going to say, I guess if you're doing it to a bunch of people, then you could make a little
but
money.
You but you're,
like,
not
just, like, maybe raise
prepared
your price.
Like, for his response. Because it is so rich. God. I mean, I was thinking when I first saw this, I was like, well, what could he possibly say? Because, like, that's fucked up. Like, you completely just scammed her out of $20. Yeah, okay, it's $20. But it's fucking $20. Like, it's not yours. Like, it's yours to do the thing.
Well, it's the principle. It's not exactly the amount. And it's, like, how many other people did he do the same thing
to? Oh, he tells us. You have to know, before he responded, I mean, the comments on his TikTok. The main one I see all the time is spare change. And then I'll see a bunch, like, just annihilating him for this. Like, really? For
$20? He seems like he should really maybe get into, like, TikTok battles or something.
Right? Oh my God. He would be the perfect, like, he's the type of people you see all day on TikTok Live, just, you know, battling Jason Nash and whatnot.
They don't want to get a real job and they're just, like, begging for
it. I know. It's kind of a weird, it feels like a episode of Black Mirror, but, you know, at least that would be an honest living to some extent where you're like, people know that it costs money to send gifts and they're willingly doing it. So it is what it is.
I've heard it called digital panhandling.
Sure, but even panhandling, people are giving that person the money willingly. So it's like,
yes,
okay, that's great.
Not scamming them out of
don't
it.
Don't scam them out of it. That's so fucked up. But anyway, his response is so good. I love it.
I scammed for $20. The fuck can I get for $20? So here's the story, because, like, I got a shit and I'm gonna make it real real fast.
He has to shit? Wait,
what? Thought he just said, I have shit.
I thought he said, I have to shit.
Because, like, I got a shit and I'm a.
I got a shit, real, yeah.
Real fast. So basically, honestly, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my promos, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm hitting her. I'm hitting this girl up, Bree. What's good? I'm hitting her up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to see what's going down with the promo because, you know, I try to make, 160 hit up, you know what I'm saying, every day on some shit, on some side hustle shit.
160 divided by 20 is what? Oh, Nada's doing math again. That's how many times he tries to do it a day.
8.
So he tries to do this for 8 people. He's posting and deleting 8 videos a day. But also, what's really grim about this is he's targeting indie artists who can't afford maybe to have an influencer that has 600,000 followers, what that would normally entail, which is thousands of dollars. And he's trying to present it like, oh, I could do it for you for cheap. And then he just doesn't do it. So, like, I'm just so confused on how he even gathered that following. Maybe he did buy some of them. I was just gonna
say, how do you get to, like, being at this stage where, like, this is what I'm gonna do? This is the key. Literally, this feels like an episode of Catfish where they got exposed and they're like, well, yeah, I was talking to 50 yes. women and getting them to...
They're always so justified in their shit and it's baffling how anybody could be, but it seems like he really believes his own shit. And then
they victim blame usually too, where it's like, they're stupid. They shouldn't have given it to me.
Right. Uh-huh.
When I came across the video did not blow up. And when usually a video don't blow up, I'm going to delete.
Did he say he came across the video? It's his video. It's his video.
He came across it on his page.
Like, what? What?
Deleting the video because when I came across the video did not blow up. And when usually a video don't blow up, I'm going to delete it. I don't got nothing against your music at all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody seen. You know what I'm saying? It's not for everybody. I personally was not fucking with it. Now, as you can see, I sent that 40. That 40 is sent.
What?
I don't feel the need to take money from somebody.
Remember, yo twin, your music goes hard. Like, the whole thing, he said, I'm trying to see artists like you come out on top because you're so good.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's out of the goodness of his heart. It's not for $160. What a little shit, though, he's trying for this. His quota that he's trying to hit that day.
Now, I'm not going to go back and forth with this situation. You know what I'm saying? I look like I'm in the wrong, which I am in the wrong because I deleted the video, which I'll take up for that.
So, for context, he's claiming that he sent her back. So, like, when he deleted the video, that he sent her back 40. So, not only the original 20 that she sent him, but an extra 20 for, like, the inconvenience.
Why?
Well, because he didn't do it at all. So, he's just saying that.
That's unrealistic. Like, if you deleted it, you would just give her back the money you paid. Why would he double it?
I don't know. He's just full of shit. He didn't send her anything, which is just so funny that he's like, see, I'm a good person. It's like, but you didn't send anything. Wait,
and did
back.
He say that he showed that he did?
He said, as you can see, but I don't know if this is just one marquee cut off. Yeah, and if you'll be able to find something else, but I didn't see anything. He points to the corner, but there's nothing there.
But that money was sent. I woke up, like, my uncle hit me like, bro, what the hell you got on TikTok? I'm like, let me check. And I just see this shit, which I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? People, hey, this more people coming to my account. Fuck it. But please do not think that I am bothered by the comments and all the other stuff, because I'm not.
Wait a damn second. You didn't just delete the video. You blocked her on everything.
This wasn't, sorry, the video didn't perform. Let's rethink this little agreement we had.
He's trying to gaslight the fuck out of us right now. No, you fucking blocked her
and deleted it.
Yeah, that is insane. Why are we gathered here today then, sir? Tell me. But anyway, so Brianna responds.
I literally don't even know where to start at this point. I think I'm just gonna start by addressing his response video that he then deleted because people were calling him out for lying. Again, first of all, thank you to everyone that screen recorded or downloaded the video and sent it to me. That was very sweet, and I appreciate you. Mwah. If you didn't see the video, basically he said, like, oh, the video just didn't really vibe with my feed. Like, you know, the music's just not my kind of thing. And, like, I just decided that I didn't want it on my feed anymore, so I deleted it. And then he was like, I was gonna send her $40, I was gonna send her money back, and I was gonna bless her with extra, but, like, she brought this on the internet, and, like, blah, blah, blah.
But he said he did.
I wouldn't have had to bring it on the internet if you didn't block me on everything, first of all. Second of all, if you actually planned on giving me my money back, how it probably would have gone is that you would have DM'd me, and you would have said, hey, this doesn't really vibe with my feed, I'm gonna take the video down and just send you your money back.
But you didn't do that. You took my money and then you blocked me on everything.
Well, you probably had an invalid email.
Your intention was to scam me, and you thought, oh, she only has 1,000 followers. Like, nobody's going to know about this, and I'm just going to make a quick $20. But thank you guys for realizing that that was all lies and calling him out, because he deleted the video because he was lying again. And also, here's proof that he didn't actually send me any money back. This is my Venmo history. There's him. That's the money I sent him yesterday. He did not send me $40. Next, I just wanted to say, no, I'm not going to send you my Venmo. I really appreciate your generosity. That is very, very kind and very sweet of you. But that is your hard-earned money, and you do not have to compensate because he took my money. I'm very fortunate enough to have a full-time job, and I will be making that money when I go into work on Monday. So it's okay. I'm fine. And I appreciate that very much. Yes, looking back, I feel really stupid. I know there's a lot of people that are like, you stupid bitch, why would you fall for that? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, you get the point.
Yeah, normally I'm someone to be like, okay, you should have seen some red flag. But like, again, it was $20. Don't come for her. Like, he's fucking weird.
No, I do think it's a huge red flag if influencers of that many followers are charging that low for any sort of promotion.
And reaching out to do it.
Yeah, it's all weird. But she does say, and she said that in the first video, that like she has worked with people doing that before. Because TikTok, you have to remember, has opened up a whole different category of people who are like literally getting paid to lip sync a song just to have it on their page, yeah, type of thing. And that's kind of like an unknown territory. It's not a brand deal. It's like, I don't even know what that is. Yeah. So I guess there is stuff that we don't know about, and maybe it made more sense to her in the moment.
Well, and also she probably just like didn't think about it too much because it was $20.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Yeah,
it's not. It was
like,
a deal.
If $500, I'll promote you. It was like, oh, $20. Like, that could be cool. Awesome. Okay.
It was a bargain. But anyway, that's it. That's the $20 scam. Thoughts?
Wow. More entertaining than I thought it would be.
Right? I am getting my We Love the Internet. I'm not ignoring Lily. I'm just getting my We Love the Internet. I don't know if this is like a We Love the Internet because of like, I don't know. It's just funny. Like, I like to see things that I would otherwise never witness in my lifetime. You know what I mean? Just things that are a spectacle of
things sorts. That the internet has brought to the surface that otherwise would have gone unseen. I get it.
So this is LED Chicken Man.
Oh. Okay.
I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
I need the Costco card.
That's a regular credit card.
I need the Costco card.
Okay, hold on. I got one.
I don't know.
Here you go.
Still not a Costco card, is it?
I don't want to charge it on this card. I want to put it on this card.
They're roasted chickens.
I think he's a TikToker.
Scan it.
I did.
Okay.
I love this so much.
Done.
For listeners who have no idea what the fuck is going on, there is an older man who has a white shirt with a barcode on it that just so happens to be the barcode for rotisserie chicken from Costco.
This is not his first rodeo.
No, it was everything but his first rodeo. He came into that Costco with such a mission. You know he's had problems with every single employee in that Costco.
I don't want any trouble.
He goes, I want no problems. You know who I am. I don't want any LED on my chicken. So I guess he thinks there's some sort of like radiation or something in the LED that when they scan the chicken, it's like whatever. The funniest fucking part is he gets scanned both right in the chest because that's where the barcode is, as well as on his hand when they're scanning the Costco thing, it like raw dogs his skin. So if you're thinking this carries some radiation poison, sir, I have bad news for you. It
made me laugh so hard. He doesn't want to harm the chickens. He doesn't care about himself.
He is so defensive about it. Like, he's just like, I want no problems.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God, too funny. Well, that caught me off guard and I loved it so much. I just thought I had to share it with you guys.
That definitely is not something that would have come up on my free page. Oh, okay. I'm going to do this one.
Every male relationship in my life changed when I started calling all of them Big Dog.
Oh.
Hey, Big Dog. Oh, Big Dog's here. What's up, Big Dog? Oh, Big Dog with the corduroy pants. They can't get enough of it. If you want to get things done, work the system,
Just throw out a big dog.
I think that's only applicable if you're white. Like, white and, like, very American and, you know?
I literally couldn't... You could not pay me to say big dog on Iran. Like, I just... That would not be able to come out of my mouth.
There would be no man in my life that would just, like, not completely turn at me and be like, what the fuck did you just say? Big
dog. Even people that don't know me would be like,
what? Oh, my God, that is funny. But I'm glad it worked for her. Slay queen.
Those ones I appreciate because it's so random and I had no idea where it was going. And I was like, what?
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, as always, we appreciate you very much. That's where we'll leave you today.
What a journey we just went on.
It really was. I know. But anyway, we hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And as always, we will see you on Monday. Bye.
And don't get your lips done in Houston.
Please.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.